Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Elise Kling Show, live on Sundays 11 to 1 here on News Talk WSB, rebuilding America one house at a time, starting with yours. My next guest for this half hour is John Cobbs. He's the CEO and co-founder of ApartmentList.com. And if you have been out there looking at apartments, you may have been on this website. In fact, I would be really surprised if you hadn't been on this website. And so we can talk a little bit about what Apartment List is, but I thought that John could also talk about what it's like to be an entrepreneur, serial entrepreneur, in fact. John, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me, Elise. It's great to be here.
So Apartment List is a place where you can do what?
We are the fastest growing apartment search engine in the United States. And so what we do is we bring thousands of listing sources all under one roof. So the renter doesn't have to visit 10 different websites. They can just come visit apartmentlist.com.
So you started when, in 2012?
We launched the website in September 2011.
2011, and you've got 600,000 people every month looking for a rental apartment?
It's actually 1.5 million folks every single month looking for an apartment on the site. So it's grown very rapidly over the last 2 years since we launched.
What made you choose this? I mean, there are other places to go. There's Apartments.com. There are all kinds of rental engines out there. Why this idea? Why take on some what were very, very big giants?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting about our industry is on its surface, it appears very mature and crowded. But when you peel back the onion, you start to notice some chinks in the armor. You know, one, nobody has built a dominant brand in the apartment industry. Two, nobody's done a great job of focusing on building out the best supply and having the best selection of inventory. And three, nobody's been able to tie transactions kind of end-to-end from visitor to lease. And so when we look at the competitive landscape, you know, the dominant player has been Craigslist for a long period of time. And with Craigslist, you have a lot of a subpar experience. You know, the first thing being it's the inventory, the quality control isn't where it should be. And so
yeah, there are a lot. Let's just be honest about that. There are a lot of people who list things that aren't actually real.
That's exactly right. You get a lot of bait and switch, a lot of scams. The other thing, close to half of our traffic on apartmentlist.com is mobile. You know, Craigslist doesn't even have a mobile experience. They don't have a mobile application to help consumers. And, you know, what we find is half of our folks are searching on the go. They really crave a better user experience and better inventory.
So how do you go about in a marketplace where, and I get that there are some very big companies that have like thousands of you know, listings. I know of one in Chicago. They've got 3,000 apartments. So I get that you could get those maybe online. But what about all the mom-and-pop apartments that are all over the country? What is the motivating factor for them to get listed on your site and start to participate in that way? And how does this differ from, say, Zillow, where you can list an apartment for rent, can't you?
Yeah, so you can list an apartment for rent directly on Apartment List. And, you know, the reason that we're finding a lot of landlords are making the option to do that is really the exposure to just a brand new audience. You know, we really cater to a Gen Y demographic. 68% of our 1.5 million monthly visitors are female. And so, you know, with this this opportunity to kind of expose their listings to an entirely new audience, we're seeing the engagement on listings increase pretty substantially. But the other thing, Elise, that we're most proud of is we actually have the highest inventory in 67 of the top 100 cities in the United States, and that's growing every single month. We have an entire team that's just dedicated to bringing supply onto Apartment List. A lot of which has just never existed on the internet before. So we take the opportunity to present a landlord's property in the most positive light very seriously. And I think ultimately renters want to be where all that inventory is, and all that inventory is on apartmentlist.com.
I'd like to know how many people email you every month going, I want to rent the apartment on your homepage with the beautiful blue water and the gorgeous white couch that looks like nobody's ever sat in it, because that's the one that I want. Is that how many people a month send you that?
That's the one I want, too. You know, most people,
you're going to have to fight me for it. I'll arm wrestle you for it.
Deal.
So the other thing that you're doing that's interesting that is also taking on Craigslist a little bit is this roommates thing that you're doing, right? I'm sorry, I'm just going to say that for women particularly, the whole concept of finding a roommate online, is a little bit nerve-wracking. It's scary. It's a security issue, right?
Certainly. And so, you know, we built a native application for both iPhone and Android that allows folks to search for roommates in five major cities right now, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco, and Boston. And so the idea is, you know, we don't want to expose your contact information to somebody that you aren't interested in potentially rooming with. So we created a mobile application that you can download, set up your profile in less than 60 seconds, be looking at roommates, and it's what we call a double opt-in. And so if I say, yes, I'm interested in talking to Elise, and Elise says, yes, I'm interested in talking to John, then what we'll do is put you in a private chat room that you can text back and forth right through the application and allow you to kind of, with full transparency, see pictures, an entire profile, where that person works, what neighborhoods they want to live in, and what they're looking to spend on monthly rent. And so we really think this is a much more transparent experience than Craigslist, which frankly can be very scary for women.
How do you do the financial end of it? Because sorry to say, I'm not looking for a roommate. I'm pretty happy with the one I've had for 26 years. But my husband would be very distressed to know that I was out there looking for a roommate. But if I were to go in, you know, one of the big issues is this roommate really who they say they are in terms of their finances, right? Are they going to be able to pay their monthly share of the rent? Can I depend on them? Because when you're signing a lease with somebody that you don't know, you're really signing for the entire lease. It's what we tell people, you know, when they're actually buying a place and they're lending a signature to somebody. Hey, it's as if you bought that thing. Because if that person, you know, drops off the face of the universe, you know, you're going to have to pick up that monthly bill. And so is there a piece of it that you answer that question about the finances?
That's right. So, you know, the way we enable people to learn more about those roommates is we actually take that mobile app experience and we recreated it offline. And so in San Francisco specifically now, over the last 6 months, we've had weekly mixers where roommates will come, you know, from 50 to 75 roommates every single week will turn out folks that met each other on the app but want to, you know, meet
that
person
face
to face in a public forum. And so that's been a great way for us to really connect people, get a better feel for who they're potentially living with. Because, you know, my advice is meet that person as many times as possible and ask them as many probing questions as you can prior to signing that lease together, because as you mentioned, it is a big commitment.
Well, pretty soon you're going to start selling credit reports online, and then they can just hold up their number, right? Credit score? Here's my credit score.
That's the thing. I mean, eventually.
I want credit for that idea when you actually move to it. I'm pretty sure you're going to get there. I do want to.
All right. Appreciate that.
It's all about the piece of the action, right? I want to talk to you about the three things you've learned as an entrepreneur. And, you know, it's interesting because this whole hour is about building businesses and women who, and men, you know, who start out in businesses but either don't have the passion for it, don't take it seriously. And here, you're a serial entrepreneur. You've built some very impressive businesses, and you've been a part of other people's success in building businesses. What do you think are your three big lessons that you've learned?
Well, I'll tell you a quick story, Elise, and I think that this is one of the most important lessons an entrepreneur can learn, and I learned it very early on. So right when my co-founder graduated from business school, he and I got an office right next to a set of train tracks where, you know, you hear the Caltrain drive by every 15 minutes. And so it was difficult to get work done and be productive. But the thing about being in that environment, we had one engineer. Neither of us were taking salary, and we had raised money from friends and family, and we were almost out of money. So we had less than $5,000 in the bank, and we had to make payroll 1 month. And we had 100% revenue concentration with one client, and that client filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Oh.
And so we had no income.
Oh,
we had to make payroll, and we had no money in the business account. So my co-founder, Chris Herndon, and I drove to the bank and wired the last money from our personal account to make payroll. And then 2 weeks later, that engineer ended up quitting. And so what I have learned, and the most important lesson, is we're all going to be faced with adversity and obstacles. And it's your success is dependent upon how you deal with that adversity and how you overcome those obstacles. And so, you know, I'm very proud to say that, you know, last year we had over $10 million in revenue. And so, you know, the dark days of the staring into the abyss are behind us. But I would say overcoming adversity is the biggest thing. You know, number two, it's all about people. It's all about the people you're working with. You know, Apartment List is not the John Cobb show or the Chris Herndon show. It's my co-founder. It's really about our talented product folks, our sales team, our engineers. And so keeping the hiring bar as high as possible, because A-plus caliber folks want to work alongside A-plus caliber folks. And finally, all I'll say is it's a marathon, not a sprint. You know, I would say keep the long-term goals in writing in front of you. Revisit them as often as you can, but understand that Rome wasn't built in a day, because a lot of entrepreneurs can become impatient. But, you know, ultimately you're going to be rewarded for that hard work and determination.
Do you find that, and I know you've said this before, vision is evolutionary, where you just can't get married to the idea as it is on day one. It's just not going to stay that way. It's going to, you've got to be flexible. I know for my own business, you know, I'm in the content marketing business, right? It's all about, today they call it native advertising and content marketing, and I've been doing it for 15 years, and I believe, you know, information changes people. So give people the information they need, they'll make a smarter decision. But my business every 18 months has evolved. Is that what you mean when you say vision is evolutionary?
Yeah, you know, the way I like to think about it, Elise, is at apartmentlist.com, my initial goals with the business are vastly different than what they are today. I didn't believe in the early days, and I didn't realize that we had this opportunity to reinvent the rental marketplace, the broken rental marketplace. And so what I view it as is a series of hitting the reset button on your trajectory. And every time you accomplish something new that you didn't realize was something that you could achieve, then all of a sudden you set your sights higher and you hit the reset button again. And then you accomplish that next level of goals and then you hit the reset button again. And so when I think about how the vision of our product roadmap has changed and the trajectory of our company has changed, it's really because we continue to push ourselves to achieve greater things and push ourselves on having much broader goals as a company.
John Cobb, CEO, co-founder, ApartmentList.com. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks so much, Elise.
You can find John on Twitter at John, J-O-H-N, Cobbs, K-O-B-S, John Cobbs, one word, guys. And we'll put it up on the blog as well. I'm Elise Kling. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment with more of the Elise Kling Show, Rebuilding America, One House at a Time, starting with yours on News Talk WSB. Hey, John, thank you so much. I hope we get you out on time for your next thing.
No, you're awesome. Thanks so much, Elise. Anytime you need somebody to step in, I'm happy to. It's always a pleasure getting to interact with you here.
All right. Well, really nice to talk to you, too. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, what do we have left? Because I went about a minute longer, so what do we have left? 2 minutes? I can do 2 minutes. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Welcome back, everybody, to the Elise Kling Show, Rebuilding America, One House at a Time, starting with yours. I got so much out of that John Cobb's interview. He's really somebody who I think as an entrepreneur has built such, to be able to find that niche, really, Apartments.com, there's Craigslist. I mean, these are really big brands. It's like saying, well, Facebook is big, but it's missing out on these six things, and that's what I'm going to go for. Really an amazing opportunity there that he's created and invented. And I think if you are a business owner and you are thinking about how to make that work, there is no better lesson that you can draw from him, then vision has to be evolutionary. You've got to figure out a way to keep resetting the bar and reinventing yourself as time goes on so that you can meet the new challenges in your business and you can understand how to get from point A to point B in style, for sure in style. We're going to put all kinds of information up on the blog this week at thinklink.com. The show usually goes up a few days after it airs, so you can expect to see this Wednesday or Thursday. In fact, sign up for our free weekly newsletter because we're going to start sending on Thursdays the link with some show information because that's pretty much when we are able to get it up. So you can go to thinklink.com, click on the blog, or you can hit the RSS button, sign up for the free weekly newsletter, and it'll be delivered to you I'm hoping, Thursday mornings, direct from my team to yours with all kinds of great, useful information, thinklink.com. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Glink, at G-L-I-N-K. All right, we're going to turn our show now back to economics. I've got a couple of really, really smart guys coming up next. Stay tuned for that and all kinds of great information here at the Elise Glink Show. Rebuilding America, one house at a time, starting with yours on News Talk WSB.